to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. Welcome to the Edge. I appreciate you so much. I'm so thankful that you are always tuned in to hear what's going on. You know, the eagle eye is among the strongest in the animal kingdom, and with eyesight estimated to be 4 to 8 times stronger than the average human. In addition, the eagles, birds such as hawks, falcons, and robins have extraordinary vision, which enable them to gather their prey easily. Brains, tonight, we have Tony Hawkins with us. He's about to swoop down and hover over the issues that face our community: the homeless, school violence, affordable housing, and explain to us, when he uses the phrase, "you are relevant." What does that mean? Oh, yes. I've got my eagle eye set on Mr. Hawkins from the Edge. He's more than just a great guy. He's also a candidate running for the 4th District City Council seat here in San Diego, California. And that's a tall order. You know, we have a lot of members from Oak Park, and so we're very vigilant and we're very strong. So we're just going to wait here a few minutes and see if we can get Mr. Hawkins on the line. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty, but he should be on the line with us in any second. Ah, there he is. Are you there, Mr. Hawkins? How are you?
I am here, and I have some breaking news for you right now, something new.
Breaking news right now on the Edge? Give it to me.
Breaking news. It's not good news, but it's breaking news.
Hey, we'll be the judge of that. What's the deal?
Okay, so I turned in all of my paperwork to run for the city council. And someone who was helping me did not turn my signature. They would not release my signatures. So therefore, I got a call from the clerk saying I did not make the ballot. My name would not be on the ballot unless I resubmit and do the write-in ballot. So now I'm talking with my team to see, for those who are still on the team, because I let the young lady go, and see what they want to do with that. And it's one is oh Lord have mercy. But anyway,
well, you know what? Let's do this. Let's turn it into a positive, because you know what? What's more important is that your will, your drive, and your story, and your courage to even want to run for a city district seat. And you know, sometimes things happen for a reason. Sometimes it's timing. Sometimes it's energy. You know, my mother told me once upon a time, girl, could you imagine if you got everything you asked for? It could be a world of trouble. So we just going to sit back, resonate in the cut, still get to know you, because the worm could turn once again. We ain't going to worry about that. If it's for you, it can't miss you. So let's talk about your story, Mr. Hawkins.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about you as an individual and why you have such a desire to run for the 4th District City Council seat. That's a big job.
Okay. Oh, it is. It is. So I'm going to start from the top here. So, you know, I've been in California now 30 years. I'm married. I have 2 kids and 3 grandkids. And I graduated from a historical black college. I have a degree in health and education. And after I moved out here to California, I continue my education. I have a diploma in nursing. So I've been in the nursing field for over 20 years now. And I would say the healthcare field for over 20 years. Because I've worked in various departments within the hospital, and I've really enjoyed that field. But what I've seen since I've been in San Diego is that there's been a shift, as I can put it that way. And when I say a shift, you know, very few people really want to get out front and really say this is what's really happening. Since I've been in California, I've only seen George Stevens actually do that. I mean, really just get out front and didn't really care what you had to say, but he gave you the facts on issues and things like that.
George was a rebel. That's right. He was cut from a different cloth. He really was. But there's, you know, there's still soldiers out there. They just have a different tactic, a different strategy, a different message.
Right.
You know, George was hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I'm seeing these soldiers. You know, I'm seeing the soldiers that are out there now, and you can't take nothing away from them because they are what they are, soldiers.
Right.
And I appreciate the work that they're doing. You know who they are just as well as I do. I don't need to call names unless you want me to, but I don't think I need to do that.
It's okay.
Everybody knows who the soldiers are in San Diego when something happens.
You're one of them, absolutely.
You know, so that's where I'm at right now, and I feel that in District 4, we need someone who's not going to, when they're not itchy, smile when it ain't funny. You know, and that's where I'm at. I feel that, yeah, you're going to have to dance with the devil, but you don't have to let the devil drive the car. I mean, yeah, get in, you be a passenger, but you don't necessarily have to drive. You don't have to agree with everything. You're going to make enemies along the way. That's just the way
it is. Oh, yeah.
You know,
well, that's what they call it. It's not politics anymore. It's politricks. So give me three action items that you know, when me and you had offline conversations, I've been able to be in your presence numerous times. I find you a fine, upstanding citizen, a great guy. But we talked a little bit about, you know, I want to talk about the homeless, school violence, and affordable housing. You know, do you have a strategy that when you get in this place, be it now or in the future, really, how are we going to address the homeless? Because it's a multi-layer epidemic. It's not just folks sleeping on the streets. These are folks, you know, that have mental illnesses, challenges, and then once we get them off the street while it's raining, what is the turnkey approach to get them back into mainstream to having housing? San Diego, you priced out. So it's one thing after another. What's your plan?
Okay, so let's look at what I would consider economic growth and development. And when I say economic growth and development, it's broad, but you mentioned homeless, so let's talk about homeless. And when I see homelessness, this is what I know for a fact, because everybody that's homeless don't necessarily want to be homeless, but there are some who don't mind being homeless.
Right.
Because I've actually spoke with some homeless people, and they was like, just leave me alone. I'm good. I don't want nothing from you. You know, and this is doing my volunteer work. And then there are those that say, yes, point me in the direction where I can get the help I need. And those are the ones who want the services, who want the help. Those are the ones we target. Those are the ones we need. Now, we all know that San Diego has money set aside for the homeless. There is money out there. The ideal is, what do you do with the funds that are out there to reach those who are in need, to reach those who want the help, to get off the street, to get their lives together, because a lot of us are one paycheck away from losing our house, our car, and whatever else we own. But
right.
We want to make sure those who are on the streets right now have that safe place to go. And I would say this, with dealing with the mental illness part, you got to have services for them. At one San Diego, in southeast San Diego, we had one psychiatrist that actually dealt with mental illness. He's gone. That office is gone. You have to go out of far east of San Diego or far north of San Diego to find those services or go downtown. You can't get those services in southeast San Diego. So when I say growth and development, the same services you can find in any other district, you should find in San Diego, southeast San Diego, period, bar none.
Right, right. Because, it is an epidemic. And once you get in that mindset and you get comfortable and adapted to living – you know, that way is psychological too. So they do need to have mental health services, and that can be the starting point. And then we can develop some properties or, you know, try to get them into sustainable, affordable housing. You had a really great community town hall meeting on school violence. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, yes, I can. So what I did was I spoke with Brother Tayati. And he has a radio station, and he has kids that come through the radio station and from various schools. And I asked him, I said, look, this is what I want to do. He said, okay, I can get the kids for you. So in getting the kids involved, I reached out to a few other people and to get the town hall meeting really going and to see what people think. But I wanted to hear from the kids, the young adults, because we talk about the kids are our future, they are our leaders, and that is so true, but do we invest in them? Do we listen to them?
Right.
Because they go to school 8 hours a day. They can tell you how to get off campus without being seen and how to get on campus without being seen.
Exactly,
so we need
exactly.
We need to listen to them and say, okay, so what would be the solution to help this campus to be one of the safest or to help school to be a safe school? And they really gave some detailed advice. Like one gentleman that was on the panel, a young adult, said, hey, why don't you have three ways to get off campus and one way to get on? And I was like, three ways to get off? He said, yeah, in case something really happens on campus, the kids need to have exit strategy. The way you come in can't be the way you go off campus. And I was like, wow. He said, because what happens is when you come through campus, we need to have metal detectors set up somewhere where when you come, you get there, where you're going. They radio the place where you're going.
Right.
And then you go to
that place.
Well,
there's a couple
of
things that I heard that they've put into place. Let me ask you, what is your position on arming the teachers in our educational system?
Are you for real? No, because just recently a teacher shot herself with a gun.
Right.
In class.
Right.
No, you don't do that. Teachers are there to educate. How can
That's
you
right.
be? And then we don't know what type of mental state they may be in one day.
Right. They could be 51, 52. Exactly.
Just set
them off. And, you know, it's the thing. I don't want to send my second grader to learn her ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, and I know that the teacher has a gun in their desk. I mean, I was nervous enough knowing she just had a ruler, much less, you know, artillery.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Maybe we need to get back to kind of having some disciplinary action in school. Not just suspending a kid every time he or she does something, but some real discipline. You know, people say, well, you know, you can't pat on my kid, but there are other ways you can discipline kids without having to put your hands on it. And
I've seen great things on the internet where now they're teaching the kids yoga. You know, when they go into detention, instead of punishing them, they open up and connect into that third eye. You know, they talk to their subconscious mind. And that's really taking them to another level. It's teaching them life skills. It's investing in them instead of just punishing them. Because, you know, life is not about punishment. There is pleasure in that as well. Let's talk about affordable housing. Oh, my God.
It's not
San Diego.
Yeah.
I don't know where in the world they're going to find some affordable housing. Me and Mr. Magnificent have been around town looking for, you know, a new house, and it is not what you call affordable.
I'm
I don't know who's making
move.
That kind of money.
You know, they said once you leave, you can't come back in.
Wow.
You know, now check this out. So when I talked about economic growth and development, so you get someone who gets a contract, bill, what they call affordable homes or affordable housing in the 4th District. I believe that if you're going to do that, let's not just put 10 apartments together and say you got 100 units, 10 of them are what you would consider affordable homes or affordable housing. No, let's make it 50-50. You can't tell me that 10 people are paying less rent than everybody else, but this is affordable housing complex or townhouses or whatever you want to call it. You can't do that. That needs
to be 50-50. Well, you know, the turnkey approach to that and the caveat, or should I say the obstacle, really, is the developer. You know, the developer really has a problem with, you know, cutting their resources and their ends on what's going on. You know, they don't want to be cut short. But, again, we've only got a few minutes left here. So, really quickly, can you tell my brains, when you say you are relevant, what does that mean?
Relevant means that when someone is at the table, a politician, whoever, a leader is at the table, that means that you are at the table. That person hears what you have to say and conveys that wherever he or she is at. That means that you are relevant not only to him, if you're homeless, you're relevant. Okay, if you have a job, you're relevant. If you're a police officer, you're relevant. A fireman, that means that wherever that person is who's elected to that office, wherever he or she goes, they take you along with them because they have the voice of the community. That means that you are relevant.
Wow. Thank you so much, Tony Hawkins, for coming to the edge. We're going to work that out. Don't worry about it. It ain't nothing but an obstacle, and that's the devil and telling me he's a liar to his face. Brains,
there you go.
Please. Go back and listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your girl. I got your information. We're talking about the community right now. We got a big race coming up in the 4th District, okay?
We do. All right,
so
remember,
thank you again, Tony, for coming on, and I will keep my eye on you, Mr. Hawkins. Bye, Brains.
Love you. All right.
All right.